This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good news, and we got bad news. Good news, we got a good show for you. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. Things are afoot. Strange things are afoot at the Circle K, Bill. We got matters of sport to discuss with ye right here on Grant and Danny. Bad news? I'm just Danny. You're not going to hear Grant. They got the pukes. They got the Vomitov cocktail. It started with one of the wee ones, and it worked its way around to my guy, Grant Harrison Paulson. I got that morning text as I'm up, and Adam Peters, love you, great hair, handsome, chiseled, beautiful eyes. Please make good decisions. But as I was getting up and Adam getting my boys out the door to school, we got that dreaded text, Harris. Well, it's my turn. It has befallen me. He's up there praying to the porcelain god, calling dinosaurs, the yak monster. Sucks. So feel better, Paulsons. And by the way, Darius too. And I don't know about Ryan. Ryan feels invincible right now. He's got abs. Looks like Glenn Powell. So he's not worried about anything. But Darius, you and I are both worried about, we're about to get it too.
I'm definitely a little concerned.
Yeah.
Especially because we're going to be getting on a flight in a couple days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The lads are going down to spring training. So whatever Grant's got, it needs to get over with. Let's finish that up. So you guys are going Saturday.
Saturday morning.
In theory, going Sunday night, but who knows? The timing is never good to have the pukes, but this is especially not that awesome. Hopefully it comes and goes, and sort of that's your wrap. Major, but a really good show today. And a big night, if I can say this, to make it personal for a moment here, Rhino. Purple Team's got their playoff game, boys. Like, I am locked in. We've got no film of Electric Blue. And at some point, I'm going to need Electric Blue by Outkast. We're going to have to play that. I don't know why exactly, but it's in my mind. We'll have to do that at some time. Not necessarily this segmentation, but we're going to have to do it. We didn't get to play them this year. We got canceled. This is true. It got canceled because of rain. You're like, what are you talking about, Danny? Basketball. A basketball game inside in Fairfax County was canceled because of rain. I just want to let that sink in. It's where we are in the year of our Lord, 2024. It's a big one. No idea about our opponent. Boys are coming off a lackluster performance. Snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat, 26-24 in the most recent outing. Their last tune-up before the postseason, finished alone in second place. No, they got a bye week, so no tune-up game. We will see. We will see how everything goes tonight. I'll have a full report for you guys tomorrow. I know you're waiting with bated breath. Speaking of bated breath, so this is a Danny was wrong moment. What I always try to do, not everybody cares to do this sort of thing. I think it's critically important, just as a quick editorial, as a quick soapbox, stand atop my high horse here for a second. I think it's really important to tell folks when you were wrong. I think it helps credibility. I really do. I think what happens too often in our, if I may wax poetic here for a second, in our media culture is something is not correct, either reported wrongly or initial things were actually not as we thought they were. And then no one tells you, hey, we messed that up. So then how could someone believe you the next time? Right? Where I'm going here is everybody was just assuming that RFK, this site, would be available for the football team at some point. They just kind of waved their hand at it and said, it's going to happen. By the way, still plenty of hurdles. The biggest hurdle to me was the thing that old Bruce Bush, remember Bruce Allen? Remember how Bruce Allen was in charge for a long time? Was the thing that Bruce Allen was supposed to be greasing the wheels on. The thing he was supposed to be helping with. That on Capitol Hill, where they won't agree that the ground is down and the sky is up, right? A few hundred yards from where I'm sitting. We could look out one of the windows and see the Capitol. We used to be able to before they put up 19,000 condos that are super expensive that no one can afford, but tell me more about affordable housing. Anyway, the point of the dude's story is, point is, I did not think this would happen this way. There was a vote yesterday that took place as bipartisan could be. Six people voted against it, by the way, all from the state of Maryland. We'll let you know where their motivations might lie as a quick side. To overwhelmingly return control of the RFK land and surrounding areas to Washington, D.C. One of the old provisions was federal money can't be used towards something that will ultimately be a sports stadium. Ain't no such rule. For local. No rule for the locals. They can do what they want. Now, go to the D.C. City Council. I know you guys always tune into sports shows for inner workings of the D.C. City Council and the mayor's office. I would say this to try to be kind. It's a little icy between the mayor and the chair of the city council. That was evident during the whole Ted Leonsis is leaving Washington kind of saga, which you may be familiar with, and it's ongoing. So that nobody's on the same page exactly. At this point, but I do think that monumental uprooting and going to Alexandria maybe might be the kick in the tuchus to galvanize folks to be on the same page. So that was a major development yesterday for your Washington football concern to go back to RFK, to be in Washington, D.C. The thing that everybody just assumed would happen. I kept saying, you guys aren't understanding how complicated this is. There are way too many obstacles for this thing to just happen. The thing that I never thought would happen, one of the biggest ones, happened yesterday. So this is me, Danny Ruye, telling you I was wrong. I was incorrect. Totally wrong about this. I was stunned. We're going to have AJ Perez from Front Office Sports on the radio program at 5 Post Meridian to discuss how seminal this vote was, how unlikely the friendship is between a Republican congressman named James Comer from Kentucky and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. They seem to be BFFs. They're in cahoots. They're high-fiving. They're shucking and jiving. Eleanor Holmes Norton's involved. Everybody's happy. You know, as you'd expect in our really, really, really cohesive political climate. Not. Old school not there, by the way. I think Wayne's World, all before Ryan was born. That's a major development, though. So we're going to talk about that as the show proceeds today. How likely it is. We'll get some of the details, of course, I mentioned from AJ Perez. At 5, but I'm going to want to know from ye folk, could you be happy if it was elsewhere? Like, could you deal with it being built on the same grounds that it is now? No, I couldn't. Could you deal with it being National Harbor? Could you deal with it being at some faraway spot in the Commonwealth of Virginia, as long as it was on a metro line? Whatever. I could ask you, is it RFK site or bust? I think that's a huge deal. Speaking of huge deals, here we go. Buckle up. Old Randy Duyea's here. And as usual, I find myself with a completely, totally, 100% different opinion than the majority of folks out there. From Adam Schefter this morning, 7:02 a.m. Just getting the agenda going for Schefter today. So whose waters are you carrying this morning? I'll read this tweet in Adam Schefter's voice. Attending his first combine as the Washington Commanders owner, Josh Harris has sat in and taken part in each of the 6 interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterback prospects in this draft. Most owners don't attend the combine.
Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process.
So here's what I've heard throughout the day on radio shows that I respect, from people that I respect, whose opinions I value. Whether I agree or disagree, I like listening to my friends, the Junkies, and B. Mitch and Finley, and Kevin Sheehan and company, right? Here's what I've heard.
If you were in charge of any operation, and you had a hiring that was this major, you'd sit in there. You'd do that. Which is totally fine that he's there. I like that he's there. It's good that he's there. He wants to see what's going on. He's involved. That's good.
Interesting. Now, I like Josh Harris a lot. His best quality is that he's not Dan Snyder. That's a great thing to not be one of the worst people we got. Dan Snyder sucks. Josh Harris does not. I like Josh Harris. I'm rooting for Josh Harris. He is a human being who seems to get it. He seems to understand people. Seems to understand how to build good workplace cultures. The whole nine yards. I want you to imagine that you are a fan of a football team. Now I'm going to tell you, your owner is sitting in on quarterback interviews. Not just sitting in for observational purposes. He's involved. Taken part of each of the six interviews. Not just sat there taking notes because I've never owned a football team before and I want to see what these guys are saying to each other because I've never seen the process up close. I just am going to hear from consultants and Rick Spielman or Adam Peters or whoever. Now I'm going to tell you that owner's Jim Irsay. You feel good about that if you're a Colts fan? I'm going to tell you that Mark Davis is sitting in interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good as a Raiders fan? I'm going to tell you that the Cleveland Browns owner, the Haslams, are hanging out, interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good? The Ford family, sitting in, interviewing quarterbacks. You feel good about that? Here's why we are all talking ourselves into it and accepting it. Because we like the guy. It's pretty simple. When we like somebody, we excuse whatever it is. When we like the person, we come up with very quick justifications.
If you was running a Fortune 500 company and you had an interview, you'd be there.
You're going to hear the same refrains throughout the day. You'll hear them on this show. You'll hear them on Overtime. You'll hear them on The Junks tomorrow. You'll hear it on Kevin's 9 podcast that he advertised on his regular show. Come on, I'm just funning. You're going to hear it over and over and over again, the same refrains. This is not exactly analogous, but bear with me. I like John Allen a lot. I'm a huge John Allen fan. That guy is an awesome dude. He is the kind of person that you love having in your organization. Really good player, stand-up citizen, awesome guy. In fact, when we were at the Ashburn facility last week and I didn't know where to go, Darius, when I walked in, was waiting for instructions, someone to tell me what to do, you know who I saw? John Allen, sweating from having worked. John Allen was in the building working. I can confirm that. That's not a report. I'm just saying what I saw. I like John Allen. You guys might recall, I'm not dragging it up to rip the guy. He gave a pretty uncomfortable answer to a question, then had to apologize and clarify. If you don't remember the story, look it up on your own time. Just trust me on that. It was an answer that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and everyone's going, hey, wait a minute. He apologized, and we all moved on. You know why? Because we like John Allen. We're John Allen fans. We all like John Allen. He produces on the field. He's a good dude. The net balance is way, 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 way positive for John Allen. Way in the positive comp. Way more deposits in the bank than negative withdrawals. So we forgave, and most of you guys, I guarantee you, forgotten about the thing that I'm talking about. And I'm fine with that, by the way, because, again, I don't think we should be burying the dude. Just pointing this out. Now I want you to remember what happened with old Dust Up. Remember old Dust Up? Not real popular, old Dust Up. People didn't like Dust Up all that much. And Dust Up said some stuff. And as soon as Dust Up said his wild, crazy stuff, what did you guys want to do? You wanted to fire him. I'm all for firing him if his defense sucks. I'm all for firing him if he can't figure out how to get Chase Young to the quarterback. He couldn't. He got fired. Totally fine by me. But we didn't forgive old Dust Up. You remember why? Because we don't like old Dust Up. You see the difference? We love Josh Harris right now. And we should. We should love Josh Harris right now. He saved us from Bane's prison. He got us out of the abyss. We got a general manager. That's courtesy of Josh Harris and this ownership group. I am very, 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 very in the tank pro Josh Harris. I love the Harris Ownership Group. Is that clear enough for you guys? I love the Harris Ownership Group. Till they give me years of reasons not to, that's not going to change. I'm going to be more patient than all of you. I challenge you. I'm going to be more patient than all of you this coming football season. I will not be harping on their record at any point in time. I guarantee the majority of you guys will. You'll be pissed off if they're 1-5. The only thing I care about is this rookie quarterback and who's going to be here in a couple seasons. That's what I care about. They're trying to build something for you guys, and they'll drag your butt kicking and screaming along while they do it. I like Josh Harris. No one's going to hear that, though. No one's going to hear this part. I like Josh Harris. I have no interest in him being in those quarterback meetings. That's a no from me, dog. No, thank you. If Adam Schefter doesn't have this correct, and I have no reason to suspect that, if Adam Schefter has it wrong and all Harris is doing is just, he's like, I've never actually seen a quarterback interview process or a GM meeting at the combine. I just wanted to see it for informational purposes because he likes to be informed. Fine by me. I'll back off. Totally fine. But that's not what it says. Harris has sat in and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with top quarterback prospects in this draft. The owner is asking questions of Caleb Williams, of Drake May. You guys, what if I told you last year that Dan Snyder has left the yacht and is in Indianapolis and he's interviewing quarterbacks? You would lose your minds because Dan Snyder screwed up everything every time. Every time he made a decision, it was the wrong one by miles. Yacht picks, Jeff George, Donovan McNabb, Carson Wentz. Finally got ourselves a cornerback. Get athlete's foot today, you loser. Anyway, if someone with a terrible track record was doing this, you would lose it. Harris doesn't have a terrible track record. So far, it's very good as far as I'm concerned. I don't like this at all. You have wonderful expert football people and Martin Mayhew still in your employ. They need to be the ones doing this. And if you're going just to be informed, I will apologize and back off. But I don't like this one bit. And I'm telling you, I'm the only one. Everybody else is doing the thing that I set up at the beginning of this little soliloquy. This little not a sermon, just a thought. Every one of you guys is going to excuse this because you like him. And you should like him. I like him too. This is not right. Don't do this. I don't want my owner meddling in the affairs of the football people. It's the point of having the football man. You see, when you get the football man, you allow the football man to do all the football man things. If you want to be a sounding board, by all means, use your incredible acumen across multiple sports. Ask appropriate questions. Make people defend their positions. That's ownership. That's leadership. Yes to that. He's in the meetings. You saw it. You see this. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. I think that's wrong. I don't think he should be doing that. And again, I still like him. We're way, 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 way in the positive column. I don't like this at all. Every one of you guys that's going to defend it, and I want you to do that now, 800-636-1067. Every one of you guys is going to fall victim to the pathology. You like him, so you'll excuse it. Sub out Josh Harris for a less popular owner. Sub out Josh Harris for a guy that's made a bunch of mistakes. Sub out Josh Harris for Shad Khan, for Jimmy Haslam, for Jim Irsay, for Mark Davis. One of these guys that we think of as a boob. And you'd go, oh my God, what is he doing? Right? We're going to allow this. Not that we can't stop anything. I mean, there's nothing I can allow or disallow. Obviously, I'm just a radio putz. But you know what I mean? We're going to forgive this and forget about it instantaneously because he's popular, because he's a good dude, because he bought you a beer. And again, I am such a Josh Harris fan. 800-636-1067. I got a different take than everybody else, it seems like. And I'm willing to wear that. I already told you at the beginning of this segment how wrong I was about something. I ain't wrong about this. Oh, I'm on this one. I sniffed this one out. I got it. I got all you guys. I nailed your pathology. I nailed your thinking. Explain yourself to me. 800-636-1067. Josh Harris is interviewing quarterbacks at the Combine, and I'm like the only guy that doesn't think it's awesome. Your call is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Even though this season was hard for me and hard for us, it's hard to win four games. From my point of view, we are coming out of this with poised for a great future. A lot of draft capital, a lot of cap space, and I'm lucky enough to be supported by an amazing ownership group, and obviously we think we're an attractive destination for the next generation of leadership. And so this is probably amongst the most important jobs I have as a managing partner, and it's important that I do this personally and get this right and that we bring in the right leadership.
And he did. That was Josh Harris, my owner of the Local 53 on Rivera Liberation Day, right? That was when we don't have to do Ron Rivera press conferences anymore. He got rid of those. Took months, longer than I would have done it, but he's a better man than I am. Talking about Josh Harris. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. No GP today. He is out sick. I want you to kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Morad, the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor who can help protect your assets by updating your will and trust. Schedule a free estimate. A free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention G&D and score yourself a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. That's what Grant and I are worth to you guys, a discount. 10-plus years on the air together, get you a discount. That's what we know. I got a good show for you. AJ Perez will stop by at 5. Looking forward to that, talking RFK, stadium bill, and the like. But you guys have lined up to weigh in on the topic. If you're just joining us, Adam Schefter reporting that Josh Harris isn't just in Indianapolis at the Combine, which is highly unusual for an owner. It's not just that he's observing interviews with quarterbacks. He is actively participating. He is involved in those things. And my point is, everybody who thinks it's fine, it's because they like him. If this was Michael Bidwell, if this was the Ford family, this was a Glazer or David Tepper in Carolina, everyone would be losing their minds because they have bad track records. Josh doesn't. It's either in principle or it's not. In other words, if you have a problem with this, then you don't get to have a problem when a bad owner wants to sit in there and do it. Now, you're not going to have a problem because it's not your team. But if you're going to tell me Josh Harris spent $6.05 billion, well, Dan spent almost $1 billion. You cool with him sitting in on quarterbacks in 1999 with Charlie Casserly asking questions? You want that? That's a no from me. 800-636-1067. Start line one. Line one? Not the line at all. It's line one. Jim and Tyson's. Jim, what's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Danny, I love your program, by the way.
Well, you're
you
a sweetheart, Chad. Thank you.
Well, I thought I was the only one. Just kidding.
We're in it together. There's ones of us.
Let me just say this, and I know there's so many people probably line up for this. I am in 100% agreement with you. There's three things here. You touched on the fact if this is Dan Snyder, people would be rockets heading to the moon again. Secondly, this whole thing about bringing in all the best and making sure that they make the decisions, and Dan Quinn letting in his interview saying how Peters makes the decision on the quarterback. This is a terrible thing in terms of sticking to that strategy about the people who understand the sport and the business making the decision. So that's number two. And then number three, I think he actually thought he was going to be at the ritual in the fraternity house, but this is like the worst PR thing that a professional who supposedly runs two additional franchises and is doing. I mean, people like me and anybody who's in the PR, advertising, marketing space is going, what is the message that he's sending about his knowledge of how to run a franchise?
Jim, I'm going to let you jump. Good phone call. Appreciate you making it. Charles in D.C., what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Danny.
Hey, man.
I'm gonna come at it in a different way, Danny.
Go for it.
I mean, we have to kind of remember that this is still kind of new to Harris.
Yep.
So if he wants to explore pretty much all aspects and all parts of what it is to be a franchise owner and, you know, explore those different, you know, those different avenues, I personally don't have a problem with it. I'm going to potentially sign a player to millions of dollars to join my organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only will I be signing this player to millions of dollars, but I sign every person that's in that room's check currently. Mm-hmm. So if they can talk to them, why can't I at least, quote unquote, sit in on the process? Now, that being said, I'm with you on this. I would like to know what exactly the sitting in on it, on the process means.
Charles, I appreciate the call, buddy. I got a lot of guys on hold, so I want to make sure I get to as many as I can. That what Charles just brought up is my essential question. I'm going to read again from Adam Schefter's tweet. This could be semantics to some of you, but to me, it's the whole game. Josh Harris has sat in, so far no problem, and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterbacks prospects in the draft. If this is simply, hey, I've never owned a football team before, I just want to see how this works. I want to know what guys are talking about. There's no, you know, police precinct trick mirror, one-way mirror, whatever the hell the thing is, so I can see through. They don't have that, so I want to be a fly on the wall. I would totally understand that. That's a fact-finding mission. In fact, I'd appreciate that. That's not what this says. He's taking part. He's one of the guys asking questions. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. Enormous distinction to me. If reporting later comes out, if the team issues a statement, or not that they would have to, may stretch the imagination. Again, I'm not frying anybody over this. I'm not decrying that it's all over and everybody should be sad. I'm simply saying there's a principle here. Like, in other words, I apologize. This might touch on some a sensitive area here, a little politics stuff. As someone that talks on the radio for a living and also does stand-up comedy, I would consider myself a pretty big free speech advocate. What I would like is for speech to be protected, even if it's something you guys don't like. That's how free speech people are, okay? There, I said it. Hopefully everybody's okay. This is my point. It's the same thing applies, right? Do you want your owner meddling in who the quarterback is going to be? Yes or no? Yes or no? If you're a Carolina fan right now and you found out David Tepper is sitting in and asking the questions of the quarterbacks, would you be losing your mind? You would, because David Tepper has proven that he stinks. Now, that's my point here, is it's either a rule or it's not. An evenly applied standard is all that I look for in the world. I call balls and strikes. Again, I love Josh Harris. I'm a Josh Harris guy. Could not be happier with Josh Harris. I disagree with his actions here. That's as far as I'm going with it. Calvin, thanks for being patient, buddy. What are your thoughts?
Danny, I think you're standing on the jump to conclusions, Matt, here.
Well, there are different conclusions. You can jump to them. Go ahead, Calvin.
I think he sees how the base or the hockey and the basketball operations go. You know, let's let him. He just might want to see how his staff he assembled, how they're working.
Calvin, I want to hear your response real quick, but I'm not hanging up. But you heard the distinction in that Adam Schefter tweet, right? It's not just one sentence. It's two times that he's saying he's actively participating. That's different than observing, right? Observing, I'd be like, that's awesome.
Well, he could be asking them what they had for lunch today at the combine.
That's true.
You know, we don't know. We don't know what he's asking. Let's just look. Snyder burned us for 20 years. Danny, you sound like a woman who's been cheated on for 20 years. Now you think your new husband's gonna cheat on you again. You don't know that, Danny.
I don't know that. You're 100% right. That's part of my philosophy. I appreciate the call, Cal. Part of my philosophy as to why we should be drafting a quarterback up at the top of the draft. I've been burned just like you guys have. I think you take another crack at it. That's why you'll notice I'm not going, oh my God, we're doomed, it's over. Just responding to what he was pointing out about me. I'm not saying that now there's no way they'll get the pick right. I'm not saying that at all. Harris could just be asking a couple questions as a facilitator. There's a lot that he could be doing that's not that big of a deal. You're totally right. But to me, it's the rule applies. What's the point of having that general manager instead of Bruce Allen? What's the point of having a real bona fide GM in here to make football decisions instead of a Vinny Serrato type dude or one of Ron's buddies? It's for this. Trust and empower that person. If Josh wants to be a sounding board for those guys when they're deciding between, for the sake of argument, let's say that interview process goes great for Jaden Daniels and it goes great for Drake May. And they're in a room together. All the big wigs. Mitch Rales is there. Magic Johnson's there. Mark Ein is there. Josh Harris. All the football people. And for some reason, Martin Mayhew's there too, but whatever. They're all in the room. And they're trying to decide who they're going to take with a number two pick. If Josh Harris is there to be a sounding board and to ask questions and to try to draw out reasons why and why not, making people defend their positions, that's leadership. I've been fortunate enough in my career, not just here on the radio being able to flap my gums, but I had real jobs too. And I never really got very senior in most of those, mostly by design. But I have sat in on some things, right? A big meeting once when I was a government contractor with Department of Defense. I'll never forget this. The person that was in charge, and it was ultimately their decision, was listening to pitches from everybody. And he was basically a district attorney doing a cross-examination of everybody's position to make them defend it. And I remember being very taken by that as a guy in my early to mid-20s at that point. Because he wasn't attacking anybody. At first, that's how it sounded. He did the same thing to everyone. Basically saying, defend your position. Explain to me why. Not just a gut feeling. Give me data. Give me everything that you got on this so that I can make an educated decision. That's what Josh Harris should be doing. And I'm all in favor of that. That's right. Of course, he's involved, quote unquote, with the selection of a quarterback. Not like this. Nobody does this. And that's kind of my point here, guys. We like Josh Harris, so we're going to forgive it. We're going to move right past it. I'm not telling you anything's doomed. I'm not telling you anything is over with. You might as well not even watch this fall. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying this. And I'm the only one who feels this way. Everybody else has their own opinion because they like Josh Harris. They're forgiving this and excusing it. If you didn't like Josh Harris, you'd be losing your damn mind. And that's my point. 800-636-1067. Plenty of folks on hold. Somebody drops off. You can get in. You can tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm handsome. Whatever you guys want to do. Your call's next. Josh Harris is interviewing quarterback candidates at the Combine. Welcome your thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Look, I think that Adam had done a lot of work. It's worth pointing out, he had done a lot of work on us. Came in super prepared, had researched the team, had researched all of us, had researched the opportunity, had a lot of questions. But at the same time, you know, it felt like it was an opportunity that he had identified before we had met. And then obviously we all ended up moving forward together.
It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan. No GP today. The poor guy has taken ill. Got the pukes. I'm here, though. Taking you up to 6:30. AJ Perez joins at 5. Got the results of an NFLPA survey that's not too kind to your Washington 53. Yes, Darius, you got a little itchy face there.
Do you feel like this is karma for all the times that he's joned on you for always having a sickness throughout your household?
First of all, it's a great question. It's a fair one. I will tell you this. It'll get forgotten. Like, the next time I have a sniffle, he's like, oh, you're always sick, loser. Like, yeah, he never remembers the times. Like, he misses two. We're all sick. Everyone's got kids. I have a conspiracy theory, by the way, that I'll share with you during the break. If I say it on air, heads will explode. I'm just kidding, you guys. So I want to talk about that NFLPA thing, but I do want to get to the bottom of this. I have an unpopular opinion. I'm perfectly willing to wear that. Josh Harris, who's awesome and great, and I've been thrilled with his ownership to this point, I'm thrilled that he's here. I think he's wonderful. I like the ownership group a lot. I like everything that they're doing. I don't like this. He is interviewing quarterback prospects at the combine. That's a no from me. Pretty simple. Rusty in Dover, been very patient. What's up, buddy? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Danny? How are you?
Good, pal.
So I want to start by asking you a question. Would you consider Dan Snyder a good businessman?
No.
Would you consider Josh Harris a good businessman?
Yes.
So therefore, I don't have an issue with him sitting in on the meetings of the most important business that he runs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if I'm feeling a meddling vibe from him asking some of these questions or being in those meetings. I also think that the levity of the pick kind of has something to do with this whole thing. If we were picking 15 and say he was in the quarterback meetings at the 15th pick,
mm-hmm.
I think that that would be a sign of, okay, hey, we're going to pick Dwayne Haskins because he went to school with my son.
Right.
But in this case, this is the number two pick, and it's obvious
it's a big
that
one.
It's a quarterback.
Clearly it's a big one. Yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned politics earlier, and they say it every single election cycle. It's the most important decision of the franchise's history.
Of course. That's a great bit, Rusty. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making the call. Let's go to Nathan at Centerville. Nathan, what do you got here, bud?
Hey, Dan, what's going on? I don't think you're crazy at all, man. I don't like this. I think that it makes sense that he wants to understand the process and see what's going on. But at the combine, where you're the only owner doing it, that's weird. Your talent evaluators get a limited time with these guys. So every time you're in there, to a caller, a couple callers ago said that he may be asking what they had for lunch. I know that that's not what he's asking. But everything he is asking is a waste of time when your talent evaluators get 15 minutes with these guys. Wait until a pro day or until they come for a private workout. Like, it just I don't think he's meddling, but I don't like it. There's better time, better place.
Love that. Appreciate the call. And again, you'll notice I didn't even use that word. I that's not what I'm thinking of. I don't think he's meddling. I don't think he's a tyrant. I mean, you realize the gap, how terrible Josh Harris would have to be on like a daily basis to approach Snyder or some of these other boobs that have you know, luck boxed their way into billions of dollars to be in charge of a football team. I'm not accusing him of anything like that. I'm simply saying, if you ask me, ball or strike, do you like this? I go, no, strike. This is bad. I don't think you should do that. Right? That's as far as I'm going. You'll notice I'm not suggesting to cancel the season or this whole thing is pointless. Like, when they got Carson Wentz last year, whatever the hell that was, 2 years ago, I told you that day, this is pointless. This is a waste of time. Everyone who likes it's an idiot. You'll come to realize it in a matter of days or weeks or months, but it's going to happen. No to this. Wrong. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm simply saying on a binary, one or zero. I don't like it. This is not the right thing to do. Let's go to Desmond in D.C. Desmond, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Let me see if I can sway you right quick.
Go
okay,
for it.
So one quick statement, two quick questions. So you got to understand, first of all, Josh is not your average owner. Most owners didn't grow up 30, 40 minutes away from the stadium and then grew up rich enough to buy the team. Mm-hmm. So he's a fan first before he's an owner. So he's going to be more involved than most owners and everything because he actually loves the team.
Okay.
Two, the first question, do you believe that he sat in when they first drafted Joel Embiid and talked to him? It seemed like they got a good relationship.
I don't know specifically. I was trying to look that up, Desmond, actually. It's a fair question, and I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, and the third one, the last one is, out of my whole 30 years of living, I've only known one owner and mm-hmm. one quarterback that have a great relationship, it seemed like, from the beginning, and that's Tom Brady and Robert Kraft. And so that's the best that ever done it. So there's no better way to make a great impression and meet your quarterback for the future than by meeting him the same day that he meets everybody else. You don't want to meet him later, and you seem like the big dog that just shows up when you show up. You'd rather meet him with the GM, the coaches, and everybody else, so it seems more natural.
Desmond, appreciate the call, bud. It's a good one. Thanks for making it. I would say there's plenty of opportunity to meet your draft pick before you draft them. There is, I promise you. There are visits. There's, the schedule allows for that, is what I would say. Some of the final candidates, certainly. But I understand your point. Here's my response, though. The person, tell me who I'm describing. Local guy who loves the Washington Redskins, who grew up going to games and grew up worshiping the team, ends up buying team. Who's that? Is that Snyder or is that Josh Harris? That doesn't guarantee anything one way or the other, right? We were excited back in the late 90s when old Dan won the bidding war. It turned out to be a bigger disaster. And again, I'm not comparing the two, just simply offering that set of criteria that you gave me. Hey, local guy is going to be more involved than most. I don't know if I buy that necessarily. We think of an owner as meddling and tyrannical when they get involved and then bad stuff happens, right? So let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say Dan Snyder from the beginning. I know I keep comparing him to Dan Snyder. I don't mean to at all, but just I'm trying to offer the example. Let's say Dan Snyder was meddling, but everything he touched turned to gold. Let's say that Jeremiah Trotter was great. Let's say that Albert Haynesworth balled out for this team, was a pro bowler as a nose tackle, defensive lineman, whatever the hell. Let's say that every one of his moves was a good move. We wouldn't think of him as a meddling owner. We think of him as a genius. We think of him as meddling when it doesn't work. And my point is, before we know if it's meddling or not, we got to have a sort of a rule here on a binary. Would you rather your owner meddle, I put that in quotation marks, or not? I'm a not guy. I want Peters. Just give me Peters. We can do a little bit more on this if you guys want to. Hang on. 800-636-1067. I got this NFLPA survey thing we're going to get to. We talked about it. It's not just a chance to beat him up. It's sort of a reflection point here, given the last regime. I know we're talking a lot about Snyder. I don't mean to. And kind of the future going forward. I want to talk to you guys about that in the 3 o'clock hour. But we'll take more of your calls on this next. Josh Harris is interviewing quarterback prospects at the trade. At the Combine. I'm not a big fan of it. And I'm one of the only ones, it seems like. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.